The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Man, great morning, everybody. Let me say, wow. Great morning, everybody, man. Welcome to The Grind, the realest show ever. Man, I remember that song back in the day when I was playing basketball can remember my coach said, you know what, we're going to play one song. We're going to play it every time we practice. We're going to play it every time we go out for a game. And it was the Eye of the Tiger. Man, you can't tell me. I'm telling you, if you're sitting and you're telling me right now that when you hear this song, come on, that beginning, that hook, man, that music does something to you, man. When you hear that, it makes you feel like, you know what, man, I'm ready for the world. I can do anything. So, man, that excites me. I wanted to play the Eye of the Tiger because, you know what, you're going to need the Eye of the Tiger, you know, for this next little section of ladder that we have to bridge. You know, I want you guys to know and really understand, you know, where we are with this entire Master Your Mindset series that we're in. It's a 5-part series. And, you know, I want to recap a little bit. And I want to, first of all, I hope you guys had an amazing weekend. A lot of things have happened, you know, I'm sure in your lives, a lot of things are happening around the world. And, you know, it's even more and more evident that, you know, time just doesn't stop. Things just keep going and things just keep happening. And the reality is things are going to happen. It's not that things happen. It's really how you handle the things that happen. So, you know, I want us to be able to embrace that because a large portion of what happens and what we do is all about mindset. And if you don't have the right mindset in what you do, no matter what it is, you know, it doesn't matter what your skill set is. But if your mindset is not right, then I can tell you right now, you're not going to have the level of success that you've always wanted. And some of you said, you know what, I've gotten some success. I'm good. I've had some success. But it's not the success that you can have. You know, it's like somebody giving you to put $1 million on the table and you only walk up and grab $250,000 of it. You know, so you want to be able to grab every bit of what's there for you. You want every bit of the success that's promised to you. And so you have to do what it takes to get it, right? So what does that mean? You know, we talked about quite a few things over this series. And, man, I got to tell you, I'm pumped up and excited. I want to tell you guys, first of all, that, you know, when I'm going through and I'm talking about, you know, these different things, I want you guys to know that I'm first partaker in everything that I say to you guys. And everything that and all of the advice that I give you, I got to tell you, I would never tell you guys to do anything that I haven't done or haven't already, you know, already in, you know, as of now. So, you know, I want, you know, you guys to know that it's not about what I think, it's about what I know, what I've been through. These are real time life experiences and things that I've seen firsthand, and I've seen people come through, and I've seen people crumble and fail from as well. So, you know, so what are we talking about? We got a lot to cover today because we want to sum this thing up, and then we want to get into the body of the last piece of it, and then we're going to wrap it up, you know, as well. So, you know, we started this thing off talking about, you know, this being, you know, your turn, right? I mean, the beginning, actually. The beginning. I mean, talking about the beginning, we understood that in the beginning, you know, that we discovered that the bridge is narrow, right? It's a narrow bridge, and you need to know, you know, who you're crossing that bridge with. And the challenges that you come across on that bridge, they should come from the front of you and not the back of you, right? Remember, that's two-part, right? Because you need to know the person that you're crossing the bridge with. Know the people that you're crossing that bridge with. But, you know, in the very beginning, before you really get to that bridge, guys, you know, shedding light on the fact that the hardest part of anything that we decide to do is the beginning, the start, whatever it is, just getting started. Even this show, getting this show started, you know, was a 3-year-long ordeal. I procrastinated and procrastinated about this show. And you guys know what that feels like because a lot of you are doing it right now, right? You're procrastinating about that thing that you know you're called to do and you're not doing it. But I did that for 3 years. I procrastinated because, you know, I was afraid of that middle part and not even the end. I couldn't get past the middle to get to the end. So I was afraid that if I got started, I started to talk about all of the things that I was going to be faced with, and I always talked myself out of it. But I had to get to the point that, well, you know what, I understand that I'm not going to know everything. You know, so the beginning is the hardest part. You know, so we have to shed light on the fact that it is and embrace it. And just decide to do it, you know. You know, the biggest thing that we talked about in the very beginning was staging that coup, you know, was a regime change, taking back your control, which is, you know, we talked about controlling the controls. A lot of you aren't even in control of your own life. You're letting someone else or something else control your life. You don't even control your own controls. You got this, you know, little board right now, and that has probably turned into a big board for someone else that's controlling your life, because the more aspects of your life you give them control of, the bigger that board gets, and now they can control you in different ways. Take back control, control yourself, right? Control what you do and understand that, you know, I'm here to learn. I want to learn, but, you know, I want to make some decisions, and, you know, my own decisions. And you know what? Sometimes they're not going to be the right decisions, but you know what? I may fail. I may do some failing. I want to minimize that failing. But when you do fail, you learn from it, and you don't continually fail at the same thing over and over and over again. And then we moved into the bridge, and, you know, we talked about how narrow that bridge was, and I talked about earlier how you know, or you need to know, who's crossing that bridge with you. You know who's crossing that bridge with you, because when you take those controls back, I'm here to tell you, a lot of people are going to fall away from you, right? So now you know who's going to cross that bridge with you. You know who's got your back. You got their back, and because you definitely want your challenges to come from the front of you. You don't need them to come from the back, and that's twofold, because you don't need anybody stabbing you in the back because you don't know who they are, all right? And you've let them in your circle, but you don't know who they are. There's no blood, sweat, and tears that's went into that relationship, and they're stabbing you from behind. And you also don't want to let your past catch up with you, all right, from behind. So you want to definitely be able to keep moving and know that as you go down that bridge, you're not looking back and you don't slow down. You grow through each challenge that you're faced with on that bridge. All right, we also talked about the destination, you know, being attained through our destiny. Right, and how everything that we meet on that bridge is a part of our destiny. Yeah, all of the challenges, all of the good, the bad, whatever, that's a part of our destiny, because our path is determined by the choices that we make. Yeah, we've taken back the controls. We've taken that first step, and now here we go. We're going to fall down sometime, but we got to get up, and we got to not allow the same thing to fall up and to keep knocking us down, guys, more than once, twice. So we go through some things maybe twice. I get that. But not more than that, right? So we learn from what we fail at. We learn from what we're successful in, right? And we understand that there is no destination without destiny. You're supposed to go through everything that you're going through if you're on the right path. So you know what? Buck up. Get up, brush yourself off, and keep moving. No more crying, no more whining, talking about, oh, it's tough for me, you know, because of this, this, and this. And those are all just excuses, and excuses are just failure on layaway. So, guys, let's embrace the struggle and get what I like to call comfortable in the uncomfortable. Because after a while, you know, you don't even recognize and realize anymore that it's really that uncomfortable. Because now you're used to taking the hits. They don't affect you anymore. I heard in a song, I call him Rocky Balboa. That's who I call him. But Sylvester Stallone said, you know, it's not about, you know, that you, the hits, how many times you get hit. It's how many times you get up after you get hit, because trust me, you're going to get hit. So get comfortable in the uncomfortable, you know. So then, you know, guys, we brought in, you know, the millionaire mompreneur herself, you know, Miss Pam McCray. You know, we brought her in to motivate you guys and ensure you that at this point in the stage of this thing, it's your turn. You just have to believe, you know, that it's your turn, and you have to walk in it. Right? And she pumped you guys up. She motivated you at this stage, you know, understand, because you're going to need that. You're going to need to tap into some motivation. You know, my amazing wife, Ms. Pam McCray, she's an amazing motivator. You know, she has a struggle, you know, a story of struggle and her overcoming shyness and just being that, becoming the person that she needed to become. So I wanted her to get out here, and I wanted her, you know, to really motivate you guys and to understand that at this stage in this, and where, if you're here right now, at this stage, if you're crossing that bridge and you know that your destination, what your destination is, and you're facing, you get taking arrows and the bullets in your destiny, then here you know that it's your turn, right? Walk in it, right? Walk in it. Know that it is. So, after hearing that, you guys should have been pumped up, you know. So now we want to close this series out, you know, and it brings us to master your mindset, you know, the who, the what, and the wow. And some of you, if you're on, you know, social media, you heard, you know, you saw who, the what, and the wow, and you're like, okay, what exactly, you know, is the who, the what, you know, and the wow. And I'm going to iron out, I'm going to lay all of that out for you guys here, you know, in just a moment. But, you know, I want to let you know that, you know, you've worked your butt off to get where you are right now. If you've been through the beginning and now you're crossing the bridge and you're starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel and you're taking the hits, you've worked your butt off. So guess what? It should be your turn, right? It should be your turn. This is not the time. Hold on. Let me take a sip of coffee before I say this, because I want you guys to really, really get this, because this is where the wheels fall off, right? So this is not the time for you to get stage fright or as they say, performance anxiety. This is the moment when the activity in your mind is transferred into the physical. That realm that's physical, because it has to go from your head to the physical, right, in order for it to really manifest itself. And you walk into some of the physical luxuries and the physical things, gains that you want to walk into, you know, because it's time for it to be transferred into the physical realm. Because, you know, unfortunately, guys, you know, no one will know what's going on, you know, in there until you do. So you have to transfer what you got up top, guys, into putting forth some action, okay? The action has to start to transfer. So at this point, guys, your shoulders back, heads up, you know, you walk like you have somewhere to go and something to say. You know, because after all, you know, it's your turn. It's your turn. Remember, you're squarely walking in that. It's your turn. So this is the moment when you actually show everybody in the world that confidence, your confidence, has nothing in common with cockiness. See, a lot of people get that, they misinterpret that. They think that, you know, oh, you're just being cocky. No, I'm just confident. I'm confident that I know it's my turn. If I'm not going to be confident enough to know that it's my turn, then nobody else is going to tell me that it's my turn, right? If it's your turn, so start acting like it's your turn. Or guess what? Just like anything else, it'll pass you by. Remember, time waits for no man. You cannot control the times. You can control the controls for you, but one thing that keeps moving is time. And if you don't act like it's your turn and show the world that you know it's your turn, it will definitely pass you by. So you practice some basic principles, guys, and as you're moving through this thing and your shoulders are back and your head is up and you're walking with confidence, guys, you find the good in every situation, because identifying the bad will only get you more bad, right? It's going to get you more bad. So you accentuate the good in whatever happens. You know, like flies on poop, guess what? You're going to get the bad if you accentuate the bad. So identifying the good, you know, kind of stops the bleeding and allows you to focus on the solution and not the problem. And that's powerful. I want you guys to write that down, because when you identify the good, it allows you, and I'm talking about in anything, when you identify the good in any, I'm not saying some things, guys, don't misinterpret what I'm saying. I don't care what it is. Identify the good in it, and it stops the bleeding and it allows you to focus on the solution and not the problem. Let me give you guys a great example. I talked to you guys a little while back about me cutting my hand. It was probably about 10 days ago or so. I cut my hand. All I saw was blood gushing out of my hand. And there was that moment when I could have really focused on the problem. Oh, my gosh, I cut my hand. You know, oh, my man, this is terrible. I mean, look at all the blood. I just can't believe I cut myself. I could have focused on the actual problem, but when all I needed to do, which is what I did, I, you know, Pam walks in the bathroom and I'm like, well, yeah, you know, I think I just cut my hand. And she saw the blood and I said, you know, I looked at it and I took the towel away and I looked at it. And as the blood was gushing out of it, you know, I said, you know what, this could have been a whole lot worse. And at that very moment, my mind shifted, and I started to think about things that I needed to do to really stop the bleeding and to assess whether or not I needed to get stitches in this thing. So it kind of clears your mind of the negative when you start to focus on the positive. So, you know, so believe in that, guys. And as I said, you have to put all of this together. You got to know, you know, where you came from, the very beginning, the voice on your shoulder that says you can't. When you thump it off, now you know you can, and you finally get started, and you start to cross the bridge with the right people. And now here you are, you're seeing your destination. You know you're walking in your destiny, and you're headed to your destination. Things are starting to focus and get a lot brighter for you. Things are happening positive to you. As a matter of fact, more positive things are happening to you than negative things, because we also talked about the height and altitude that you're flying at. Guys, you cannot function at turtle level. You need to be functioning at giraffe level. And from giraffe level, you know, you're eating from the tops of the trees, but from that point, you need to be focusing on eagle level, all right? Because now you're higher than anything else any other bird can go. So now you've got this great vision. So now where are we at now? We're climbing this ladder of success, whatever your definition of success is for you, okay? You're climbing this ladder, and you notice just at this juncture that there's a wider gap than normal, right? This gap is much wider. So now you're not calling it a gap, man. This is like an expanse. So now you've got to figure out, what am I going to do to get past this gap, right? And that's where the why, the how, and the wow comes in, because now you need to really call on everything that you've actually been through, you know, as you're on the bridge in the beginning. Now you're calling on all of this strength that you've gathered from your pain, from your struggle, from the good. You've cataloged everything in that brand new processor that you have, because now, and that brand new hard drive, because you've got larger capacity, you process things faster. So now you're able to say, you know what? What's the why? You know, you look at the why and you say, okay, this is the why. It's your turn, because you finally believe. You heard Pam talking about how you have to believe, you know, that it's your turn. And you're telling the universe to send you more sunshine than rain, right? I need more sunshine than rain, I believe. Or at least a healthy mix. You know, I can remember I can remember the Peanuts cartoon. And what was it? It was called Peanuts, but it was the one guy on Peanuts. And I said guy, but these were all kids. His name was Pigpen. If you know Pigpen, I'm going to be dating myself, but if you know Pigpen, Pigpen walked around with a perpetual dust cloud around him. He was just that dude that just, he was just dirty all the time. And I guess he never took a bath. So he had this dust cloud. This dirt cloud, I can't call it dirt. It was flat-out dirt around him all the time, right? So he's attracting dirt constantly. And there's another cartoon called, I think it was Little Abner. I think it was Joe. His name was Joe or something. He had a rain cloud always over his head, always. And it basically symbolized bad luck. Now, why do you believe Little Albert? Why do you think Little Abner had, or Joe had, this rain cloud over his head? I can imagine that he accentuated the negative. He had no belief. He had no confidence. You know, he had never really gotten started with anything. So therefore, if you never get started, you can never go get on your bridge, and you definitely can't finish if you never get started. So Lil Abner had that bad luck, you know, a cloud around him all the time. And it was just rain cloud, and it was thunder and lightning and rain constantly. And some of us are walking around with that rain cloud over us because we don't know, you know, why. We don't know why is it our turn? Because I've been taking all of these bullets. I've been taking all of these arrows. You think I'm doing this for nothing? you think I got started in the midst of adversity for no reason? Do you really think I thumped the dude off my shoulder to have more confidence for no reason? And do you really think I lost all of the people that were friends, or I thought were friends, and I did that for no reason, and I have a smaller circle? Do you really think I stopped going out and, quote-unquote, having fun in my comfort zone to get comfortable with the uncomfortable? Oh, no, buddy, it's my turn. That's why. That's why. But see, You don't have a sense of entitlement at this point, guys, but you know you've worked your butt off. And you don't have are the answers, of course, and you're willing to break some eggs to make that omelet. So you know that you're falling down. Yeah, it's your turn. That's why. All right, so this is the point right here. All my grinders, I'm telling you, this is the point right here. Right at this little sliver, it's only a little crack, but if you slow down long enough to listen, you're going to hear it. This is the point right here where the former you tries to make a curtain call before the show even begins. But they don't even want you. They don't even want you to get to reach up for the next rung, right? They're going to try to make that curtain call before the show really begins, and it's that final battle that you have to fight. It's like the battle at OK Corral, all right? The fastest gunfighters in the world. This is where you know you're gonna fight that little voice in you that can derail everything that you've done. Somebody's gonna die. Just like the OK Corral. Everybody that went into that corral, they knew that somebody was gonna die. But they always, you know, I didn't want to be the person that died. And therefore, this is that moment. That former you, the former people that used to be in your life, you're gonna see it. They're gonna start coming out of the woodwork, and it's gonna be like an all out blitz. Like when they call in football, it's a house blitz. You know, I'm sending like 7 or 8 guys in there at you. And the whole premise of what I'm doing is I'm trying to get you before you can get that ball out of your hand. And this is the point where you're going to have to say, you know what? I believe that it's my turn. And you're going to have to step on that crack. And you're going to have to keep moving. And you're going to have to kill that, right? So, you know, so then we move, you know, guys, we move right into, you know, the other phases of where we are, which is the how and the wow. All right, and before I get into the how and the wow, you know, since we're talking about struggle, I understand that the struggle is definitely real, all right? And you know that the struggle is real because some of you are in this aspect and you're saying, man, this is hitting home because I'm right there. For those of you that aren't there yet, then you need to understand that this is something that's going to happen, all right? This is a part of the breakaway, but the struggle is absolutely real, guys. When we come back, we're going to talk about the how and a wow and wrap this thing up, all right? Stay tuned, guys.
I remember the day when I got the call. Remember the day that I lost it all. Remember that day with a tear in my eye. Remember that day like it was only mine. A tragedy tapped on my shoulder and said hello. Remember the miles that made my heart shake. I remember the feel of loss in the air. Remember the sight of you everywhere. Insanity killed me, and I never let it go. We wait.
You see, the struggle is real. I'm telling you, the struggle is real. I love that song because, you know, it says the struggle is real, like me. So I'm real. The struggle is real. So, you know, if you were actually on, if you're actually dialed in or onto on the actual Blog Talk Radio site, www.blogtalkradio.com/theground101, you would see a very interesting graphic about that. There's an entire depiction about that, and it's done by some Lego dudes, and I thought it was very interesting because it's just a constant fight, you know, and that's what we go through, you know, in life, and we have to deal with things, you know, one step at a time, you know, which is, and this is the how, all right, because I want to give you guys the how, see how much time we have here, because I want to make sure that I don't short-side myself, okay, so, you know, the how. Let's see here. All right, plenty of time. Okay, so the how, you know, understanding the how, that's, you know, that's the sticky part because a lot of people get lost right there. But, you know, knowing that you're going through these struggles in life and you're trying to figure out how you're going to get past it all, you know, we've given you guys some very, you know, interesting or some very productive things to do. You know, because on this show, guys, you know, I'm not a motivational speaker. You know, I do bridge work. You know, I'm a construction worker. I want to figure out. You know, I know what the problem is. We can identify the problem. Of course, you can't, you know, get the solution until you've identified the problem. All right. You know, so I want to help fix the actual problem. I'm not a Band-Aid dude. I'm a Neosporin dude. I want to put something on it to help heal it from the inside so that, you know, so that it's going to be healed stronger than it would, you know, if you just let it scab over. All right. And that's kind of a gruesome illustration, but at the end of the day, that's what life is. Are we really bridging these gaps with solid concrete, or are we just, you know, pouring some sand in, and when it rains a couple of times, you know, we're sinking again in that same old spot, and we just can't keep moving forward because we're not fixing, we're not really bridging, you know, these gaps. You know, I always say, you know, when something happens in life, you know, and somebody, you know, pulls you out of a hole, you know, the first thing you want to do before you get any help is you want to figure out how you got in that hole. You can say help all day, but you know what? How did I get in this hole? And once you figure out how you got in that hole, then you stand a great chance of not going backwards and getting in that same hole, right? So, you know, let's talk about the how a little bit because, you know, we talked about it being one step at a time, you know, processing and doing everything through your new mindset. That's right. At this point, you definitely should have a brand new mindset, right? A brand new mindset, a brand new processor, a bigger hard drive, you know, and the first and only time, guys, because now you're mastering that you're really going through and everything you go through you with your new mindset, you're mastering it, right? You're not just putting the band, now you're mastering it. So the really, this is the first and only time that you really get to be the master of something that you can truly control, right? You can truly control. This is the one thing. And the only thing that you can really, really control unequivocally is your mindset. So now you get to be the master of your mindset. And you never look to run before you walk because there are dues that need to be paid, a homage, if you would, you know, for your craft. And you know, we're not really concerned about your skill set here. You know, that's secondary. You know, so whatever your craft is, you know, you never look to run before you can walk in that craft because, you know, there's lessons that need to be learned. And you know, as you're learning the lessons, you're getting solid in what you do. I don't care what it is. You're a construction worker. I don't care if you're a car washer. I don't care if you're a model. I don't care if you're an R&B singer or a rapper. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, you have to pay your dues. So you have to pay your homage, you know, in that skill set. And the mindset is the first way that you ensure that you build a solid foundation, right? So it's all about what you process, how you process it, and how fast you process it. It boils down to those three things. Remember, you have a fancy new supercomputer. Don't just play solitaire or hearts on it. right? don't just play games, right? Most people really, really understand, know the importance of the how. It's the what and the speed of the process that really catches them off guard, right? So you've got this brand new process, and I can tell you, you know, and you've got a nice computer, but, you know, like my son, my 10-year-old son, you know, you give him a phone or he gets at the computer, and all he wants to do is download games, right? So he's playing all of these games, and all his fancy new phone only has games. So if you only have games on your phone, then you can only play games. You can never really get anything done productive, right? So now you know that you're going to download the right stuff, you know. So most people understand the how piece of it, but as I said, it's that what, and it's the speed of the process that really catch people up. So your supercomputer mindset, all right? You don't want to clutter up the hard drive by downloading a whole bunch of insignificant nonsense and games and programs. You know, I mean, you did that the first time and it didn't work. That's why you never got started, right? You never got started because your mind was filled with a whole bunch of nonsense. So what you process, you know, is important. Only process what's necessary to move you forward. And do regular maintenance. We always talk about maintenance. You have to maintain your mindset by prioritizing and organizing. And don't be afraid to throw some stuff in the trash, all right? Throw some things in the trash. Some of you need to do that to your computers anyway right now, to your physical, your home computers. You wonder why it's running so slow? Guys, I'm tech support. I'm giving you the answer right now. You got too much junk. Your hard drive is cluttered. Everything is bogged down. There's no process. There's no prioritizing. There's no organization. You want to keep everything. I want to keep it all. But you know what? You can't keep it all. At some point in time, you're going to run out of space. At some point in time, you try to keep everything. You can no longer climb the ladder of success while you're trying to drag, you know, 67 people behind you that's weighing you down. Trim the fat, right? Prioritize, organize, optimize, trim the fat. Get rid of the people and the things in your life that's holding you back. So regular maintenance, you know, is a definite, guys. And don't be afraid to throw those things in the trash. Of course, remember, you're trying to accomplish your goals in a way that's effective, right? Effective and speedy. All right. Remember, we talked about gophers and gallant, right? Don't run with scissors, right? You can be fast, but you can run fast with scissors, you know, holding your hand up and thrash yourself. So be effective. Be effective with what you do, which is why you prioritize and you maintain and you move everything forward. So and the speed of your processor is important as well, you know, meaning that when you're faced with a decision or an obstacle, right, good or bad, the faster you process it and spit out a solution, the more time you have to process other stuff, right, other important things. So you always heard the old saying, you know, successful people, they're quick to make decisions and slow to turn back. You know, we make informed decisions. And once you make that informed decision, you don't have to hem and haw about it. You make the decision based on informed information, what you have in your process, what you have in your hard drive, right? Because you got a lot of stuff in there, the right stuff now, right? So now you make that decision and you say, you know what? I'm going to live or die by this decision. If it happens to be the wrong decision, because right now I see it as the right decision. And as you're going through it, you're going to learn some lessons. You're going to either say, you know what, next time I need to think about this, this, and this, you know, or this time, that was great. That was a great decision. Own it. Own it good, own it bad, right? It doesn't matter. So the speed that you make your decisions is imperative, right, to your success. Another thing that you need to do is you need to manage time well. Let me say that again. Manage your time well. Well, you know, successful people are notoriously anal, or people that know they're ready for success and they're moving up down that road, because it's not about people that feel they've arrived. Guys, you know, this is, you never really arrive, but successful people or people that are on that journey or serious about it, they're notoriously anal about time, you know, doing that climb. Doing that climb up, they are notoriously anal about their time. And even after, you know, you have high levels of success, in most cases, guys, they don't, you know, they don't they don't allow what we call time killers to come in and take their time and kill their time. You know, they don't allow that. And what a lot of us are doing is you're allowing people to come into your life, and you're allowing them to occupy your valuable brand new processor and your space. You're allowing them to slow your speed down and occupy your mind with a whole bunch of junk and clutter. This is when you have to discern that. You got to be able to identify, so you know what, that's not good for me right now, because I'm trying to accomplish something. And don't let anybody bog you down by saying, well, you know what, you got to be able to, you know, give back, and you got to be able, you got to do this, and you got to help such and such do that. The biggest testament that you can help someone with is to be the guiding light, all right? You show them that it's possible to be done. And you keep moving, and you'll have opportunities along the way while you're on that bridge to help people that are moving in the same direction that you are moving. Because if you reach over to help somebody and they're moving in the opposite direction, ladies and gentlemen, that means you're going to have to turn around or be slowed down, okay? You pull people into your mindset, into your space. You don't dummy yourself down and go into their space. All right, it's called inspiration, and people most definitely move out of two different ways, inspiration or desperation. All right, in some people's case, it's both. They're desperate and they're inspired, and a desperately inspired person is going to do what's right every time. So you don't have to worry about slowing, you know, your climb. They're going to get right there, and they're going to climb with you. And a lot of you in business right now, you're continually behind people. You keep going down the ladder and grabbing people and pulling them up, and you even go down behind them and you're pushing them from behind, trying to get them to go up the ladder. And they're sitting there eating a cheese sandwich, or they're telling you, "I'm tired. You know, I can't go any further." Okay, you can't go any further. I've given you all of the motivation I can give you. You see me climbing. All right, we started this journey together. You were motivated. Here we go. Now all of a sudden you're not. I can't continually pull you and keep going down and stopping my ascent. I can't keep doing that. So I have to keep moving forward. So manage your time well, and don't allow those time killers to come into your space, and give them no audience at all. All right, guys, just don't focus on them. All right, and they'll just kind of coast away, and they'll find somebody else to kill their time. All right. So you got the why, you've got the how, right? You got the how. Now we want to talk about the moneymaker, the wow, right? The wow. I call it the wow factor. All right. And these three together, I call them WWW. You can put www. You know, I'm in it to win it. www. You know, I believe. Whatever you want to put, the wow. The WWW, guys, is a part of everything that you do, all right? So the wow factor, the last part of this, guys, the wow factor is like the cherry that you put on top of the cake. It's a cake, but when you put that cherry on top of it, it's a cake with a cherry on top. It looks different. And if somebody puts two cakes there and one has a cherry on top and the other one doesn't, unless you just have this disdain for cherries, you're going to pick up that cake with that cherry on top, right? But it's like a really nice buff shine, you know, on a hot car, right? You know, you're going to pick the car with a nice shine on it. It's appealing to you. Or it's like light up. It's like the lights. You've seen those light up shoes, right? At night, when you see those light up shoes, it's like, wow. You know, that's the wow factor. It's that thing that sets you apart from everyone else. What is it? That thing that lets everyone know that it's you. And no one else does that thing quite like you do it. That's the wow. You find the wow factor that turns heads or it makes people perk up in their seats and take notice of you, right? Once you establish what this is and you know that it works, then wow your way all the way to the top, because we already know that the bottom is straight overpopulated, right? It's so many people at the bottom. You know, what we've always found is that, you know, especially when we're trying to park, you know, you're parking in a parking deck, and it's always a lot of people at the bottom, right? They always want the close parks, right? It's just something about the bottom that attracts the average and the below average people, We always say birds of a feather flock together. Again, that's true. All right? They always want those close parks. They'll circle man in that parking lot for 15 minutes to get one of those close parks because they keep telling themselves, man, the walk's too long. It's too hot. You know, oh, my leg hurts. And at this all this time, you're making up all of these excuses for why you want to get a close park, and the successful people are already in the store because they've parked and they've passed you, and they're already in the store getting the things that they need, and by the time you find your park, they're already coming out of the store, and they're ahead of you. And when you go into a parking garage especially, it's like, man, you go up like, you know, two levels, and you're like, man, there are no parks. And you go back, and you go back down, and then you circle and circle and circle. But all you got to do is go up to the top. The further you go up to the top, the more spaces that there are, right? The further you go up to the top, the more spaces there are. So you don't have to worry about, you don't have to worry about being able to find a park. You just don't, because there are plenty of parks at the top, because if all of the average and the below average people are all at the bottom. So you, do you really want to be down there anyway? Absolutely not. You probably will, you know, park up there. You don't have to worry about getting dents in your car or any of that, you know. So guys, I can promise you, you know, the air up top is better. You know, the parks are plenty up top, you know. And here's the deal. You know, stop telling yourself that the walk is too long and talking yourself out of doing, you know you should be doing. You know, park far out. You know, even if it's not a parking day, get a park that's far out. You get exercise, you save yourself some time, you get in before everybody else, right? And you're not a procrastinator, right? So, you know, you park up high and take the stairs. If it's a parking day, take the stairs. And we always say elevators are for losers. When Pam and I go to the, you know, to the that's funny. When Pam and I go to the mall or something like that, and there's a parking garage, you know, we always go up to the top, you know, and we always say, you know, elevators are for losers. If it's an elevator in a parking garage, you know, we take the stairs, right? And you know, but that, you know, that kind of goes downhill when it's, you know, after the sixth floor, you know, we just say, hey, it's just stupid to go down the stairs at that point. So we get on the elevator. But it's funny because, you know, you have to tell yourself, you know, those things in order to grow yourself. Right? You really do. Don't take the elevator. Take the stairs. Go down. You're going to get some exercise. Right? You're going to get exercise. So, you know, the wow factor is that thing that you do that nobody else is doing. That thing, you know, that you do that nobody else can do the way you do it. And once you find that, man, whatever the masses are doing, don't join in. Don't join in. Find your wow factor. Find a way to make money from it. Meet the need, and you won't have a need, right? Meet that need, and you won't have a need. We always say find your niche and get rich. Guys, this is the wow factor. What is it that only you can do the way you do it? Wow. Man, I'm excited about the wow because, you know, it's a great thing because you can find, you know, when you start finding even more wows, I got more wows than I had, you know, last month. You know, all of a sudden I'm finding all of these wows, and now I'm able to meet more needs, you know. So first to market, your wow factor, you know, guys. So I wanted to really come to you guys this morning and break this thing down and wrap it up for you and show you how, you know, you can get yourself started. You know, don't be afraid of the middle part. You know, face that. You know, take the bullets, take the arrows. Guess what? If it don't kill you, if it don't kill you, guys, then you can live the fight again another day. I can promise you that. You know, you're not going to die on the bridge. You're just going to get stronger on the bridge. You visualize your destination, face that destiny, all right, and understand that, you know what? It's my turn. It's my turn. And now that you know it's your turn, you put forth the WWW factor, the wow factor, you put the who, you put the why in there, and you move and you hope your shoulders back and you don't let anybody tell you that it's not your turn. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for jumping on the grind this morning. You know, if you are following me already, guys, you know, we got a brand new brand new Instagram page and a Facebook page. As a matter of fact, you know, follow me on, or follow the show on IG. It's just at The Grind 101. And you can also follow the show on Facebook, and it's also The Grind 101 as well. If you haven't subscribed to be a follower of the show, you know, guys, go ahead and subscribe at, you know, www.blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101 and follow the show, and you'll be able to get, you know, emails and things of that nature that show exactly that, that keep you informed of what's going on, you know, with the show as well. You know, so guys, you know, thank you so much for jumping on The Grind this morning, man. It's been an absolute pleasure. We're going to, you know, kick off, you know, something brand new on Thursday. So you guys stay tuned. You know, I'm excited to announce that, you know, the show is going to higher heights, and things are happening, you know, in a very positive manner for the show. And every principle that I'm sharing with you guys right here on the show, you know, I can promise you that I'm practicing those principles, because that's why I know that they work. And as you're practicing them, you know, you'll start to get the results that you need. And if you do what you do with your pure heart, with the real intention of helping somebody else, you know, bridge a gap, then I can promise you there's nothing less than the success that you deserve that's going to happen to you. And it just starts to come, and you can't stop it. But you keep your head down, and you keep grinding. You keep grinding. And guess what? You keep shining bright like a diamond, baby, because nobody can do the thing that you do like you. Guys, see you guys on Thursday right here live on The Grind, the realest show ever. God bless you guys. Have a great day, all right?
bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.